Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. And who's with us this morning to tell us what's going on? We have Dick Morris. Good morning, Dick. What's going on?
Hey, John. Well, very good news for a change. There are two stories that are emerging that really suggest that China is weakening. And, you know, when we see them demonstrating over Taiwan, we worry about them launching a war. And it's altogether possible that the reason they're doing this stuff over Taiwan is to cover for their domestic weakness. Sometimes they do that. There are two trends that are worth noting. First is in the Wall Street Journal today, there's a big article about how Huawei is in tough financial trouble. Huawei, H-U-A-W-E-I, is the Chinese company. They're basically their high-tech company. And it's in charge of making up artificial intelligence and 5G phones, which it wants to spread throughout the world because it has spyware embedded in it that lets the Chinese keep track of what we're thinking and doing. And Trump declared war on Huawei and put in all kinds of sanctions. And it now appears that those sanctions have really worked and that Huawei is now in its third quarter of losses, and that it's slipped to number 9 in smartphone technology in the world, which is fantastic. It used to be number 1+. The second thing is that China is really hurting because it doesn't have enough natural gas, and it doesn't even have enough coal. It's trying desperately to increase its coal output so that it can provide energy for its economy. And there's a worldwide shortage now of natural gas because as the world recovers economically, they're using more and more of it. That makes Biden's policy about cutting fracking, which is the major method of producing natural gas, so crazy. Now is the time the world is desperate for natural gas, and they're even increasing coal production, which is terrible for the climate, because they can't find enough natural gas. And Biden's now trying to cut back on natural gas production. But combined, these stories offer a real insight into Chinese weakness right now. And that may be why they're doing all of this military garbage with Taiwan to distract attention from that.
Wow, that's a different perspective that they're trying to sidetrack what's really going on in the economy by creating a different story.
Yeah. And the Chinese are so nationalist about Taiwan. You know, they feel that it's part of their country and all that.
Are you going to be talking about it on your show this noontime today?
You bet I will.
So I'm telling everybody, tune in to Dick Morris at 12 o'clock on Sundays between 12 and 1 and find out the rest of the story. Is China trying to distract what's really going on in China by making noise about war against Taiwan? Well, Dick Morris, I will be listening. Thank you so much for calling in, and I'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Thank you.